Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic, then why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the hotline number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations plus the internet, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, the city that you're calling from, and the call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and bingo, maybe your thoughts can be heard on Science Fantastic. Well, leading off, what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer some of the emails that I get. I get quite a few. And then we're going to throw the lines open and you can interact directly with Science Fantastic. Well, one series of emails I got concerned the recent government report about UFO sightings. It sounded so promising for a while. The government said it was open to listening to pilots that have claimed to have seen some strange things in the sky. And these pilots are not going to be subject to any kind of reprisals. And so maybe the floodgates will open. All of a sudden, we're going to have a lot of pilots saying that, yes, they saw something, they tracked something, something is out there in outer space. So at first, it looked rather promising. But now we have this new government report coming out just last week saying, bah, humbug. There's no evidence whatsoever of any extraterrestrial visitation. No evidence whatsoever that we're being invaded by aliens from outer space. And the government says that most of these things can be seen as natural or unnatural phenomenon. Drones, weather balloons, weather anomalies. And the government seems to put a damper on any organization that seems to say that there's something happening in our skies. Well, I'm a scientist, and science depends on good data. And I think it was encouraging at first. At first, the government said, let 1,000 flowers bloom. Let pilots say that, yes, they've encountered something up there in the sky, and they will not suffer any reprisals. So I thought that was rather encouraging, because that's what science is all about. Science is driven by data, not by politics, not by people's imaginations, not by hearsay, not by conspiracies, but hard data. And now we have this new report throwing a wet blanket on all of it, saying, bah, humbug. They see no evidence of extraterrestrial visitation, and therefore we're wasting our time. Well, my attitude is as follows. At first, it really was encouraging. For the first time in history, the government was saying that pilots will not suffer reprisals. Now, that's very important, because that's been one of the great dampers to reporting these things. I was on an airline once, for example. I was talking to the pilot, a commercial seasoned pilot with many years of service to the industry. And he said that, yes, he's encountered UFOs in his lifetime. But what does he do? Keep his mouth shut. He doesn't want to lose his job. He doesn't want to be the laughingstock of his community. So, yes, he's reported UFO. He's seen UFOs up there as a pilot, but he's keeping his mouth shut. And then the report goes on from the government saying that most of these sightings could be dismissed as natural phenomena or perhaps balloons and drones. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Yes, it does turn out that a lot of these sightings can, in fact, be dismissed as drones and as weather balloons. But some of these sightings are, well, pretty hard to dismiss. First of all, we have the famous JAL sighting that I've mentioned on the airwaves. Back in around 1986, Japan Airlines flight off the coast of Alaska was followed by two objects that were flying right next to it. A little later, a third object joined it, which was much larger. Three flying objects were flying alongside this Japan airliner, and then eventually they all took off. Now, think about it for a moment. Here we have the gold standard, multiple sightings by multiple modes. In other words, not just one person saying he saw something, but several people with several ways of distinguishing it from natural phenomenon. Multiple sightings by multiple modes is the gold standard for reporting UFOs. Well, the JAL sighting is one of many that fit that criteria. First of all, it's not going to balloon, because you're not going to have three balloons flying right next to a jetliner traveling at high velocities. So it's not going to be a balloon. Now, from the ground, it's possible that you might get confused by looking at a balloon and thinking that it was an object that was actually extraterrestrial. That's possible. But here we have three objects flying right alongside a jetliner. Second of all, these are seasoned pilots. Not just one, but several pilots in that airplane saw this thing. It was tracked by radar. It was not just a visual sighting. It was also tracked by radar. And maybe it was a drone? Well, this took place back in the 1980s, before drones became popular with hobbyists. And so the probability that it was a drone is very small. And most drones are very tiny. They're like the size of a small airplane. This was a very large, three objects, quite large, that were flying alongside this jetliner. Now, what is it? I don't know. All I'm saying is we need more data. We need more information. And I think this latest government study saying that, bah, humbug, there's nothing up there that's extraterrestrial, puts a damper on it because, well, how does the government know? Have they done an exhaustive survey of every single sighting of a strange object in the skies? I doubt it. So my attitude is, let's keep on observing these things. Let's keep on monitoring them. Let's use the finest data available to make some sense out of this. And for God's sake, let us not just jump to conclusions with hundreds of sightings now being reported. Ever since just a few months ago, the government opened the floodgates. The military has been flooded with sightings by commercial jetliner pilots and by their own pilots. And all that has to be looked at before any definitive statement can be made. So we'll keep you informed as to what's happening in our skies. Next, we have another set of questions. There was a recent story on the internet stating that a new form of immortality seems to be emerging from the laboratory. So we'll say a few things about that. In other words, the fountain of youth. Are we chasing after something that is simply not real? Or is it really possible that some things can live forever? Well, I'm a physicist. We have what is called the second law of thermodynamics, which says that in a closed system, everything must eventually decay, fall apart, rust. In other words, all things must pass. So you say to yourself that the laws of physics means that it's impossible to be immortal. But you see, that has a mistake with associated with it. I say in a closed system, in an open system, in fact, you can live forever. So we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on radio and the internet. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, city you're calling from, and the website or the radio station's call letters, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations on the internet which carry science. Fantastic. Give us a call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, we're talking about the fountain of youth from a scientific point of view. First of all, it's possible that certain animals can live forever. The hydra, a very small animal that is found in ponds, for example, has no known finite lifespan. The Greenland shark lives for about up to 500 years swimming the Arctic oceans. And, of course, the fountain of youth has generated lots of stories over the last several thousand years. One of the oldest tales in recorded history, tales that in some sense overlap with the Bible, is the tale of Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh was a Sumerian warrior with many exploits, and he had a goal. The goal was to find the fountain of youth. Well, at the very end of the story, Gilgamesh actually finds a plant that once you eat the plant, you can live forever. But just before he eats the plant, a snake grabs the plant, and that ends the journey to become immortal. Now, the Greeks also had a legend of immortality. The goddess Aurora, the goddess of the dawn, fell in love with a mortal called Tithonus, who had a finite lifespan. Aurora was immortal. So she pleaded with Zeus, the father of the gods, to give the gift of immortality to her lover, Tithonus. Well, Zeus took pity on Aurora, and so he made this mortal, Tithonus, immortal. But you see, Aurora made a mistake, a big mistake. She asked for being immortal, but she forgot to ask for eternal youth. Therefore, every year, Tithonus got older and older and more decrepit, but could never die. Well, now we have science after thousands of years of folklore. And where have we gotten in terms of being able to understand the science behind the aging process? Well, as I mentioned, the second law of thermodynamics, a law of physics, says that everything must eventually decay in a closed system. But you see, in an open system, where you can add things from the outside, then it's possible to extend the lifespan, essentially, forever. How you do it? Well, there are three ways that have worked so far in the laboratory that sound very promising, and there are hundreds of false leads as well. First, caloric restriction. This is the only method which has actually been proven to work to extend the lifespan. Caloric restriction simply means you eat less. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Wow, that sounds great, right? Yeah, but have you ever thought about eating 30% less? That's a horrible diet. You're on a starvation diet. You look like skin and bones. But yeah, every animal tested, from insects to spiders and dogs and cats, and now apes. Yes, they eat 30% less calories. They live 30% longer, probably because of oxidation. Oxidation, or rusting, aids in the creation of errors in our DNA and eventually leads to death. And so some people think that caloric restriction is the way to go. Another way that's been looked at is vampire blood. This sounds like something from a horror movie, but it actually works in dogs and in other organisms. It turns out if you have a young mouse and an older mouse and transfer the blood from the younger mouse to the older mouse, then the older mouse has a rejuvenation taking place. This has been verified looking at lower mammals, but to my knowledge, it's never been tested on humans. So sorry about that. But this is the legend of the succubus. The succubus was a sexy woman that would drain the blood out of young, unsuspecting lovers so that she could live forever. So who knows? Maybe there's some truth to that. And then third, telomere shortening. It turns out that our cells have a clock. A clock that essentially tells you when to die. The telomeres are the ends of the chromosomes, and after the chromosomes split, the telomeres get shorter and shorter at the ends of the chromosome, like a string. If the telomeres get long enough, then the chromosome dissolves, falls apart, and aids in death. And so some people think that telomere shortening is like a clock. Well, can you reset the clock? And the answer is yes. There's something called telomerase. It is a chemical which actually stops the clock. This is amazing. We have a clock in our body that essentially tells you when to die. A clock that gets shorter and shorter with time, the telomeres. But you can stop the clock with telomerase. So then the question is, what's wrong with this? Why don't we all take telomerase and live forever? Well, there's always a catch someplace. When you read the fine print, there's always a catch. The catch here is that one of the byproducts of this is cancer. You got to be very careful administering telomerase, because that's how cancer cells become immortal. You see, cancer has already figured out immortality. Immortality is there for telomerase. And if you take telomerase, yeah, you can stop the clock. But one of the byproducts can be cancer. So you got to be very careful when playing with the cosmic forces of longevity. Now, think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? And how can you stop it? Well, aging takes place in a car in the engine. That's where you have two things happening, at least. One is the wear and tear of parts. As parts wear out, things break, things rust, things get weaker. And third, the buildup of sludge, carbon deposits, junk. Now, wouldn't it be great if you could remove the junk? Wouldn't it be great if you can clean out your system? Well, that's a new report that just came out this year. And that is, yes, there seems to be a way to clear out the sludge. So where does aging take place in the car? The engine. That's where you have the buildup of sludge, carbon deposits, oxidation byproducts, the engine of the car. Where is the engine of the cell? The mitochondria. Therefore, if you use a technique to clean out the sludge out of cells, then maybe you can live forever. Now, cells don't simply die after a certain period of time. They go through a process called senescence. They get older and older, they work less and less, and finally they become inert. They don't die, they become inert. They just sit there taking up space. That is one of the reasons why we age, because our cells get old and they go into a phase called senescence. Now, here's the catch. What happens if you can clean out the sludge? If the sludge is called senescence, and senescence is the buildup of waste products and mistakes during the lifetime of the cell, then the cell must have a mechanism to get rid of it. The answer is yes. They're T cells. T cells are a form of white blood cells. And yes, part of their mission is to clean out the cells. But eventually, they too start to slow down. And so what scientists at Cold Spring have done is they've modified the T cells so that they can pick up the garbage left by senescent cells, cleaning out, and perhaps living longer and more vigorous. So they tried it out. This is not just hearsay. It's an actual experiment. They experimented on mice. And sure enough, they found that just after one trial, not every month, not every week, but after one trial, the older mice became permanently reinvigorated. And the younger mice that were already young, nothing really happened to them. And so here we have something which, well, seems to work. And that is using modified T cells to basically stop the clock on senescence, which is the buildup of sludge and mistakes inside the cell. So in other words, if the cell is like a car, you clean out the sludge out of a car, and the engine has a new lease on life. Why can't you do that with the human body? That's next. They did it for mice. It works. And now we have to make a very important leap to humans. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And afterwards, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's property. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You may want to get my latest book. It hit the New York Times bestseller list. My latest book is called Quantum Supremacy. It's about the next generation of supercomputers that are going to make the previous generation obsolete. So we're talking about a revolution taking place. A lot of people talk about artificial intelligence. Well, that's a revolution in software. But there's another revolution as well, a revolution in hardware. Hardware which makes the computers run millions of times faster than an ordinary computer. And that is quantum supremacy. And that's the title of my latest book. And there's a race against time to see which country can master quantum supremacy first, because they, in turn, could control a good chunk of the world economy. And who's interested in this? For example, the CIA. Because any country powerful enough to create a quantum computer can, in principle, break into any known digital computer. A digital computer is a sitting duck, a sitting duck to an attack by a quantum computer. Now, you may say to yourself, if quantum computers are so powerful, then how come all of us aren't taking safeguards right now? Well, it's because we're in the beginning stages. Right now, we've proven that quantum computers work. That's no longer in doubt. We've attained quantum supremacy. But an all-purpose quantum computer that can do any task that you program it to, we're not there yet. That's what the race is all about. The Chinese, Microsoft, Google, IBM, all of this are in a race to perfect the first all-purpose quantum computer that can solve any task is given. And the country which creates the first workable all-purpose quantum computer can control the world economy. And I have access to the crown jewels of the secret organizations of the world. Think about this. This is a game changer. Find out about it by getting a copy of my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. Okay, well, now it's time for you to get on the air. Give us a call and you can get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Ms. Yokaku. I have a question. My name is James Jessic. I'm from Levering, Michigan. I'm not sure what radio station I'm listening to, but anyway, my question is, where do neutrinos come from? And then where does that originate from? Where does that come from? That's about it, I guess. I'll wait to hear from your answer.
Okay, well, neutrinos are sometimes called ghost particles because they're able to go through thousands of light years of solid lead. If the solar system were made out of solid lead, a beam of neutrinos would be able to go right through that solar system of lead. That's how penetrating these neutrinos are. If you want to know where neutrinos are right now, they're inside your body. The sun. The sun is the largest emitter of neutrinos in our vicinity. And the sun's radiation goes right through your body. You're being hit right now, even as we speak, by thousands of neutrinos, but you don't feel it because they are, in some sense, ghost particles. Now, when you were in school, you learned that we have an atom. At the center of the atom, we have a nucleus with neutrons and protons. Well, yeah, but we neglected to say that the neutron is unstable and it will disintegrate. It will disintegrate into a proton plus an antineutrino. So neutrinos are right there inside our cells. But the largest source of neutrinos is the sun, and you're being hit with neutrinos right now. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to find out what I'm up to, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out where I'm speaking and find out about the books that I've done, find out about the TV programs that I've recorded. And so once again, give us a call, 612-564-8135, if you want to get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hey, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. Professor Kaku, in the news they're talking about a lot of future manned space flights to the moon and other places, and I know we've got space stations up there and stuff. Is there any uniform door attachment that will work with all the countries and all the existing and future space stations? You know, space race is heating up. We see it in the news. Is there uniformization up there for things that might come in handy if somebody gets in trouble, like Apollo 13? Thank you. Love you, Phil.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because there was a very big embarrassment that happened several years ago when we sent a probe to Mars. Just as our probe went to Mars, the probe simply disappeared off our screens. What happened to our probe? Well, it turns out that the people who built the probe got confused between miles and kilometers. In Europe, they use kilometers. In America, we use miles. And the same thing with metrics that measure weight, distance. And just as our probe was reaching the red planet, it basically suffered from this problem that we had created a nightmare because we calibrated the distance incorrectly. So we lost a $1 billion probe that way. And so that was the lesson. A lesson meaning that you have to standardize. You cannot have nuts and bolts of a different caliber and expect two things to join together. Now, when you put together the space station, you cannot put together the space station in one jump. It takes many, many resupply missions. Each time you have to have docking maneuvers, and as a consequence, you have to get your screws to work properly. They have to be in kilograms, or they have to be in meters, whatever. They have to be uniform, or else a docking maneuver will not take place. Now, however, the Chinese have a space program that is independent of the space station that the United States and the Europeans use. That, I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether or not the screws and bolts of the Chinese mission are compatible with the screws and bolts of the American mission. But at least for the European mission and the U.S. mission, it is of tantamount importance that they get their act together and get their meter sticks, get kilometer sticks, seconds, kilograms, in tune with each other, or else we'll lose another billion-dollar probe. Okay, let's move on to take the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, thank you very much. My name is Rick, and I live in Manatee County, Florida. I'm on 9:30 a.m. WWPR. My question is about global warming, and I'm curious, is anyone looking at volcanic activity at the bottom of the ocean, warming up the oceans? But more importantly, is anyone looking at the nuclear waste disposal, especially in by submarines, the submarines that are deactivated? At one point I heard them being dumped in the trench of the ocean. Some of that, you know, the French, the Americans, the British, the Russians, and probably now the Koreans, is that contributing to the global warming? Thank you very much.
Well, the short answer is no. However, it's something that has to be looked at very carefully. Now, believe it or not, if you want to see many, many barrels of nuclear waste, go to San Francisco. That's right. I'll say a few things about the Farallon Islands, which was the dumping ground of the United States Atomic Energy Commission. And yeah, right there in our backyard, we have nuclear waste. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can be part of Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We had a call coming in concerning global warming and nuclear waste. And the question is, were we dumping nuclear waste in the oceans? And the answer is yes. And where were we dumping the nuclear waste? Believe it or not, off the Farallon Islands near San Francisco. That's right. We were dumping nuclear waste right there where we can have leakage take place and contamination take place into our water off the coast of San Francisco in the Farallon Islands. In fact, you can Google it. There are photographs, pictures of these barrels piled up that were the dumping ground for nuclear waste. Now, does it create heat for global warming? Not so much. Most of this radioactive waste is slightly radioactive, but not enough to generate large amounts of nuclear waste heat. Now, when you have a nuclear power plant, the heat generated is enormous. The heat generated goes on for years, and you have to put it in cooling ponds to bring down the temperature, to bring down the radiation level. You go to any nuclear power plant, and you can see a gigantic swimming pool. A swimming pool, at the bottom of the swimming pool, you can see the glow caused by the radiation. That glow is called Cherenkov radiation. It's when radiation travels faster than the speed of light in water. Now, I didn't say faster than the speed of light. I said faster than the speed of light in water. Water slows down in water, and you can shoot radiation faster than that slow velocity. And so that's called Cherenkov radiation, which actually won him the Nobel Prize. And that creates that eerie glow that you see at nuclear waste sites near nuclear power plants. Now, then the next question is, does it contribute to global warming? Well, not by much. We're not talking about large quantities of heat being generated by nuclear waste. However, it's a national scandal. It's a national scandal that people are so careless with how they dump nuclear waste, even medical nuclear waste. Every once in a while, there's a report that nuclear waste from X-ray machines and different kinds of medical apparatuses wind up in the city dump. And then scavengers in the city dump pick up this nuclear waste and play with it and sell it. So it is a scandal that people are very loose when it comes to nuclear waste that's not part of the nuclear fuel supply. That's one of the byproducts of our nuclear proliferation. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
This is Henry. I'm listening on KEYS AM out of Corpus Christi. I am calling from Floresville, Texas. My question, Professor, the red dot on the planet Jupiter, I heard somewhere that it is it's a hurricane. And my question, if it's a hurricane, it will be raining for hundreds and thousands of years. If it's been raining all this time, where's all the water going? Is it like Noah's Ark, the water's way high in the air? And if it's raining, they must have an atmosphere and clouds, lightning and all that. Thank you.
Well, first of all, you're right that Jupiter has an atmosphere. And if you see pictures of Jupiter, you see a gigantic red spot. That's the famous red spot, which is in some sense a storm, a huge hurricane on the surface of Jupiter. And you're right, all sorts of chemicals are swirling around, but most of these chemicals are based on hydrogen. Jupiter is made out of sun material, and the sun itself is made basically out of hydrogen and a little bit of helium. And that's what Jupiter is made out of. Jupiter is made mainly of hydrogen, and secondarily helium, just like the sun. And then you have impurities. These impurities give you the colorization of Jupiter, and that's why you see these gorgeous stripes along the surface of Jupiter, and you see this bullseye, and this bullseye is the giant red spot. Now, you mentioned that the atmosphere is thick, and where does the water go? Well, there's very little water on Jupiter. Most of the chemicals, like hydrogen and helium, get recycled. And so you don't have a situation like on the Earth, where you have water swirling around, spewing all directions. Jupiter is self-contained, so you're not going to see hydrogen or helium being dispersed into the atmosphere. It simply circulates around Jupiter itself. Now, one day, perhaps humans will visit Jupiter, but you have to be very careful, because the danger is not water. The danger is high levels of radiation. Jupiter is a highly radioactive planet, and as you get closer to Jupiter, our space probes have to be very careful because they could get irradiated and become non-functional. And so Jupiter is a giant planet. It's the biggest planet in the solar system, in fact, but you have to be very careful approaching this giant. And not just the weather, but radiation, tremendous amounts of radiation surrounding Jupiter. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Pam Garrick, Anchorage, Alaska. I would like to know how fast, in terms of miles per hour, that our moon circles our planet. Very interested in that. And if you think our moon is artificial or a real planet. I know that I read in a book years ago, the native Aborigines of Australia said that they saw the moon brought to our planet and planted in our skies. So, any information on the moon would be very helpful and appreciated. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, really quick, if you want to calculate the velocity of the moon, it's distance divided by time. Distance, the moon is 240,000 or so miles from the surface of the Earth. Time is 1 month. And so you divide those two numbers and then you get the velocity of the moon. And the moon is not a planet. The moon is a celestial body that was blown out of the Earth 4 billion years ago. We even know when that happened approximately, the birth of the moon. Okay, that's it for Science Fantastic with Dr. Michio Kaku.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.